It's before dawn at the Champney River boat ramp, about half an hour north of where the Golden Ray sits looming over the St. Simon's Pier. By the beam of his cell phone's flashlight, Fletcher Sams with Altamaha Riverkeeper can see a sheen on the water.
It's hard to see, but you see, like, I'm not talking about the brown color. I'm talking about the film on the top. But do you see how quickly it comes back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sams uses a stick to break up the oily film on the top of the water. It reforms the second he pulls out the stick, a sign that it's oil and not something natural.
Poking it with a stick is the scientific method, just to see.
Of course, the actual scientific method is a lot more sophisticated. A researcher from UGA pulls on waders and strides into the dark water to collect a sample. Others from all over the region came from places with oil in the water, on the ground, and coating marsh grass. The samples are headed back to Athens for testing in the lab.
Every hydrocarbon is distinct and that has a fingerprint.
That's oceanographer and UGA professor Samantha Joy. She was one of the lead researchers on the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. She's recognized as an international expert.
We extract the hydrocarbons out of those samples and then we run them on this really fancy instrument and we can determine what's in there.
They can not only tell what kind of oil it is, they can specifically match it to other samples. Joy isn't the only one doing this kind of fingerprinting. Doug Haymans is with the State Department of Natural Resources. He's part of Unified Command, the joint response effort of the state, the Coast Guard, and the responsible party, Gallagher Marine. He wants to make sure the oil they find definitely came from the ship.
There are things that have been picked up in those water quality samples that we have seen in this estuary prior to this incident. And so that's where the real work is going to be, is determining whether or not anything that we're seeing is because of the incident.
The only way for either Joy or Haymans to be sure where the oil came from is to compare it to a sample from the ship. Unified Command has that sample. Joy does not. Haymans says releasing the sample will be handled on a case-by-case basis based on request. Joy has requested it. What troubles Joy is that while she is willing to share what she's learning about the oil's spread, Unified Command has so far not shared with her as much as she'd like. She says that could put Georgia communities on the back foot.
Imagine a year and a half from now, when there's litigation and a settlement, what ecosystems along coastal Georgia were damaged from this spill? We have to be able to answer that question in a robust way that protects the people and ecosystems of the state of Georgia.
Haymans says Unified Command is collecting samples weekly from 22 sites in the surrounding waterways and coastlines. Joy, on the other hand, is going wherever there's oil in water. If she could compare her samples to the fuel and oil from the Golden Ray, it might paint a more far-reaching picture of the spill. Doug Haymans again.
So we hope that when this is all over, the work that the University of Georgia is doing and the work that the Unified Command is doing will help tell a complete story.
But Joy says when this is all over isn't soon enough when there's oil spreading through the marshes of Glynn County and maybe beyond right now. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.